Hey, my friends, welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. I feel like I pretty much live in the studio now. I was on the set with Hagman last night doing another show. Had a good show.
Oh, well, by the way, just because, so you guys can stop sending emails of me spilling stuff on the set, we have new shakers here this morning.
We brought a whole bunch of them over there in the back.
I'm glad you enjoyed the comedy show with a shaker.
See, there's that's the perk and the con sometimes with live shows. So something like that happens.
It's live.
It's live. There's no like, okay, cut real quick.
Well, we could have cut it out.
We're going to commercial.
It doesn't matter. Then we have a show short 2 minutes.
But, you know, but everybody relates to you, and they're like, oh, well, I'm not the only one that makes a mess sometimes. Maybe we are.
I think we do.
I think we do. Clean us up all the time. Be sure to check out.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news, health research, and skits that are really funny.
Yeah, there you go. Topics that are hilarious. Be sure to check out the Fit Food Guys. Shakes we make all the time on here. Keep your blood sugar stable, burn body fat, continue to maintain lean muscle mass. On sale right now for over 12% off. You guys love them. We got them. Vanilla and chocolate. Nothing fancy. I'm not going to make all these ridiculous flavors with artificial
no
flavors.
Way. No.
There's always somebody, do you guys have, you know, cotton candy, pumpkin spice, latte, cookies and cream? I'm like, no, I'm not gay. Why would I need to make a flavor like that for a protein shake?
You got to start every show off with a gay comment.
No, I'm not. I'm so tired of sometimes people. Everybody's got so conditioned to having to be so insanely entertained by stuff. And I'm like, understand, 100% of those formulas you see that are all these like super fancy flavors, they all have artificial additives to them. You can't get that type of flavor in a protein shake. It's not possible without adding additives to it.
One of them is lice killer.
Yeah.
I forgot which one it was.
There's a bowl. We need to do a show on that one time, the artificial flavor as far as where they retain and get a lot of those from.
Well, here's something that's not real funny, but it's kind of expected now since Angela Merkel decided to do what she needed to do with the Hitler Youth and everything with Russia and bringing in the immigrants and everything else. Germany is now starting to submit to Islam and cancel Christmas markets.
That's never happened.
That's never happened. It's ominous. And the reason for that is... and not all of them are canceled. Now, I've been to Christmas markets many, many times. I was thinking about going this year, but, man, they're about to cut back on flights to Germany. About to cut back on flights everywhere.
I covered that on the Hagman Show yesterday as far as what they have right now. This is one of the articles that popped up. They said U.S. to cut airline traffic by 10% due to shutdown. Sean Duffy, the Transportation Secretary and FAA Administrator Brian Bedford, said on Wednesday the federal government is going to start reducing air traffic by 10% at the 40 highest volume market airports starting on Friday. And apparently, if this continues, they're talking about scaling it down 20%.
Well, you know, AOC said this years ago.
Oddly enough, as much as I dislike her, she went on that tirade that one time.
Well, she probably reveals the stuff she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyhow, in a German town of Overath, North Rhine-Westphalia, this is where near my mother was born, this year's Christmas market has been canceled. The cost of protecting visitors from potential terrorist attacks has so exceeded the organizer's budget, but the city refuses to cover the expenses. A capitulation to Islam.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So they bring them in intentionally from Middle Eastern countries. They overtake a lot of the areas. Nobody pushes back, and now law enforcement has such a big check they need written.
It wasn't long ago that Christmas markets were among the social highlights of the year. They still are. Whether in small towns or major cities, they were the meeting points for friends and family for mulled wine, sausages, and quiet conversations wrapped in winter's cold and early darkness. Rid of the central bank in Germany, they started printing debt-free currency in approximately 1937, and the entire world, because of the Rothschild Bank, came against them and basically destroyed the country, and they wanted that DNA gone. Too rebellious. Perfect example of me and Austin, too rebellious. Okay, they don't want that DNA running around.
No, they really don't. Mm-hmm. They want everybody to be good, compliant little servants, sit around. Oh, I need to do this
and drink frothy lattes with cookies and cream, fake coloring, and everything else.
Yeah, and go get your fingernails painted. Can't even figure out what gender you are.
Last time I was in Germany, I've mentioned this before. I was leaving there. And, you know, and we had been over there for about two, three weeks. And the guy sitting there at the security at TSA had long fingernails, and they were all polished. And he had made – TSA. And he was – well, their German version of TSA.
Okay.
And he was basically – for some reason, I got flagged.
Well, they liked you.
Take me back and do a strip search, you know.
It's terrible.
Yeah, when I said that, which I'll tell you another story in a second. But what happened is I ended up basically – sitting there, and I couldn't even believe it. Then he kept looking at some computer screen.
Yeah.
With my passport stuff. And finally, he kind of eyeballed me, and some other guys over there screaming at him because they put him in, they were holding him, some old dude. And finally, the guy said, okay, you can go now. And I'm like, God, I didn't want to ask him what he was looking at.
Well, you know, they've already instituted, especially like UK and stuff, as far as online crimes and speech crimes with social media. Oh,
if I was a German citizen right now, if I had gotten dual passports, which I could have done, and if I went to Germany with the stuff that we say on this show, I would be immediately detained and arrested.
Yeah.
You don't realize, I mean, it's true. Yeah. I would be because you don't have First Amendment speech rights in Germany. They have that one song, you know, they sang during the Hitler movement, you know, Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles in der ganzen Welt. And what that means is Germany, Germany overall. And, you know, and that's banned. That third stanza is taken.
Can't talk.
No. If you sing that, they get nuts, man. You can't say that. You can't mention the Third Reich. Can't mention Hitler. Can't mention. You can't talk history. You can't talk alternative history
There's a reason why.
You can't. Well, the guys are like free air.
So we can't talk about them ever.
No, that's why. Yeah. Well, they decided to destroy Germany. And
that's what they're trying to do here now. I mean, look what they've done in New York now.
Nonsense. Oh, yeah. Well, look, you know, remember this, and this is very important. You know, the world, the United Nations have come out now and done a report on Gaza.
Yeah.
And the atrocities being done over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to get into the graphic detail of what they do to Palestinian prisoners.
What these IDF, these Israeli Defense Forces, do to these prisoners. And again, what happens is they end up killing the prisoner, so there's no witness there.
That's exactly right.
The prisoner can't. And what they do, the sadistic nature of what they do is unbelievable.
Well, you can pull it up. Just if you want to read about it, I'm not going to cover it on the show here, but there's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to it. There are 95 different references of IDF as far as in being investigated for horrific acts of just barbarism towards Palestinian detainees, including women and children.
No, it's unbelievable.
Like I said, I'm not going to cover it on the show, but what's crazy about it, you know, and I talked to...
Well, you can't talk about it.
No, I talked to Jeff the other day, and I brought this up to him. He still does contract work. And I said, what's this whole deal? I said, there's constantly everything's about Hamas. He goes, Austin, you have to understand. He goes, if you even have Palestinian citizens that aren't even Hamas, they're not terrorists, not really anything. They're in their family. They're trying to get out of these areas. He goes, when IDF soldiers come in, if these men resist, if they fight, if they pick up an AK, if they defend their wife, they are automatically deemed Hamas. Everybody is deemed Hamas if you resist at all at IDF. Period. If you got your kids and your wife and you're trying to get out of a combat zone, all of a sudden you got IDF soldiers coming through and machine gunning everybody, and you're like, whatever, I'm grabbing an AK. You are automatically Hamas. If they find you, they will detain you, and then they will basically torture you. You are considered Hamas. This whole Hamas is complete and total theater. Everybody's deemed a combatant Hamas terrorist as soon as you do anything other than comply and get on the ground. Immediately. He said, every single time. So that's what's going on with this. That's why they're saying, oh, Hamas this, Hamas that. He goes, a lot of the people of Hamas have nothing left to do except fight. Their family's burnt. Their children are dead. Their wife's gone. They've been bombed into oblivion, and they're left alive. What are you going to do? You're going to go join a group to fight back. You are the rebels. He says, this whole Hamas and these riot terrorists, he says, there's certain groups of them. Yeah, they're radical Islamic terrorists. He goes, there's no question about it. He said, but on the other hand, what happens if you had a group of people coming in and they were firebombing Orlando in Tampa? Firebombing it. I mean, every single day we're getting shelled, we're getting shelled, we're getting shelled, we're getting shelled. And we're like, we didn't do anything. We haven't done anything. We're civilians. Then finally you start seeing them coming down the street. I'm not going to sit around. Pick up an M4. You're automatically deemed a combatant, terrorist. That's what's happened in Palestine, unless you guys don't understand.
So the combatants, the terrorists, the Hamas are the patriots for Gaza.
That's exactly right. And don't quote me and say Hamas are patriots. What I'm saying is everybody that's a combatant is now deemed Hamas, regardless if you're even affiliated with that group. You're automatically Hamas. That's how they keep the going.
Well, you know, the problem is the Muslims have gotten to the point now where many of them really, 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 really are starting to hate Christians and Jews.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not because that, you know, you see it in Turkey with the persecution of all the Christians there all the time. And you see it in Nigeria. And all these different countries are basically just saying, okay, the battle lines are being drawn now.
It is.
And here's why the battle lines are being drawn. Now, listen to me. This is important. The reason the battle lines are being drawn against the Muslims, against the Christians, is because the Christians have supported the Jews no matter what they do.
That's it. Unfortunately, that's a topic nobody wants to discuss.
Okay, we're just going to go there for a second. You know, and when the Scofield Reference Bible came out with Samuel Untermeyer back in 1910, 1913, and they started promoting this to all to Oxford Press and to all the different universities and Christian universities and seminaries around the country, what happened is there was an entire shift of mindset promoting Israel. And because that's happened, the Christians now basically are so conditioned to promote Israel regardless. If you said to them, you have Israeli Defense Forces raping 3-year-old and 4-year-old little boys and girls in Gaza, the Christians say, well, they deserved it.
Yeah. They were terrorist supporters, right. Hamas supporters.
And if you're a Christian and you're saying that, somebody dropped you on your head. Something happened to you. Somebody has really programmed you in a bad way.
There was a podcast. I need to find. I'll play it for you guys. It's a female American Christian, influencer, social media influencer. And then she's being interviewed by these two other individuals. And she's hardcore pro-Zionist. And they go, how do you explain from a Christian standpoint? This girl's supposedly Christian, evangelical. She goes, how do you explain justifying killing 80-plus thousand civilian women and children with these fire raids? She goes, we have to understand. She goes, there's only an average of 0.98 deaths per building that's bombed.
She stepped away from it. She didn't answer it.
She said, so we're relating everything now to singular deaths. Basically. So you bombed 80,000 buildings. It's only average of one person being killed per bombing of each building. That's your numbers.
I don't believe those numbers.
I don't believe those numbers either. But then here's the thing. So you still blew up 80,000 buildings and you killed 80,000 civilians. Doesn't answer it. So those are relative terms, like 0.98 people die per building. What? She goes, that's your justification for it? That's how you guys are absolving this in your head? You're bringing this down to simplistic numbers? You bomb 80,000 buildings and 80,000 people die, but it's only less than one person technically dies per building.
The thing that,
do you understand the ideology behind that?
The concept that so many people are just seeming to miss here is that there's billions of Muslims on the planet.
Yeah.
Billions. All right? And this could really turn into a holy war, jihad war over this.
Well, look at what happened in New York, man. New York's about to be an interesting place. This guy is hard core Islam that just got voted up there.
Well, you know, it's funny to me because, you know, Jews control New York. Everybody knows that.
I understand.
Years.
That's the same thing I thought as well, too.
But apparently the population of Muslims, remember, they shut down entire streets now for their prayer time.
I know, in New York.
And so apparently they've got a majority in there. So now all the Jews in New York that have been so liberal are figuring out, hey, wait a minute. Now, remember, so let me say something about the Muslims. There are jihadists and there are really hardcore Hamas who want to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Now, you got to ask yourself a question. Why do they feel that way? Because in their Quran, they teach that Jesus was the second highest prophet only behind Muhammad. They teach that the Mother Mary is to be revered. Right. And so they have high respect for Christianity in their book. In their Quran. The Jews, on the other hand, in their Talmud that they wrote, they say that Jesus was a demon-possessed sorcerer. The Virgin Mary was a whore.
Yeah.
Okay? And these Jews are taught to spit on Christians' graves and everything else from a very young age in some areas. And so what we have here is this dividing again. You have these Christian Zionists that are so adamantly convinced about the Scofield Reference Bible and creating the tribulation by the bringing of the Antichrist in and rebuilding the Third Temple that they want to have the end times happen in their lifetime, and they want to cause the tribulation and the rebuilding of the Third Temple and the Antichrist so they can get raptured.
Now,
let me say something to you about the rapture thing. If you're really a hardcore Zionist and you really want this to happen, here's the question I have for you. Why don't you think about all of the billions of people that are going to die on this planet because we bring in the tribulation outside of time when it's not supposed to be here? Why don't we have this whole thing wait as long as we possibly can so more people can come to Christ and get saved?
Get saved. Yeah.
But they don't want to. You Zionists don't want to do that. You want to go ahead and just start the Antichrist going right now and have him come in and rule and reign over the planet with Lucifer. Well, I got a newsflash for you just in case you haven't noticed. The world is already being controlled by the darkness side. Has been since Adam and Eve. Just to get a newsflash. Christians are here primarily to prove God's righteousness, who God is, and to serve him and obey him. Going in and saying, I don't care how many people we kill because it's what we need to do, doesn't make any sense when the Bible says that you'll know them, that they are my disciples, because you love one another. What the heck are we doing justifying that we're only killing one person per building we bomb? I mean, and if this girl really believes that, it's because she's deluded.
That's exactly what you could tell. She's complete. Well, you got to remember, too, now, there's $1.5 million being spent every month on social media platforms to give social media influencers between $6,000 to $7,000 a month per influencer to promote Zionism.
Well, and you got to think about it for a second. You see these people. I went to a seminar years ago. I met Doug Hagman there.
Yeah.
It was over in Orlando. I don't remember the name of the seminar we went to, but it was there. And there was a girl there selling, you know, prayer shawls, you know, Jewish prayer shawls. And I talked to her about Israel for about 10 seconds, and she got this glassed over look. Like she wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
And what she had done is she had disconnected it.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I was giving her information on, you know, like, well, Israel's the number one homosexual destination in the world. Okay? And then all of a sudden it's like, and then she starts laughing and carrying on and changes the subject. And I'm like, you know, a lot of different types of sexual perversion are illegal in Israel. Okay, they really don't want you proselytizing for Christianity in Israel. They'll take you out back.
They don't
and beat
want they,
you.
They will let you.
They'll beat you and put
they'll
you.
They'll detain
in jail.
You. Put you in one of these IDF prisons.
You know, glass. And I told myself, there's no talking to her. See, when you here's what you find out. If somebody says to you, you know, this is what's going on in Israel, they say, look, I'm going to do a research. I'm going to Google that. I'm going to check it out. And they start asking questions back. Well, now they're listening, but when they glass over. You might as well be talking to the wall. Like I told you the other day. Like, Fit Food, I'm talking to you. There's no response from the can. Okay? And this is how they do it. They get so brainwashed. It's literally brainwashing, Austin. Mm-hmm. It's like they're victims of Stockholm Syndrome because they've been taught this and taught this and taught this and taught this and taught this. They think it's right now. And it's not right. Now let's change topics.
Anyways,
more young people are developing old persons' diseases of the gut with increased risks of severe complications.
That's exactly. That's a lot of the glyphosate.
That's it.
Gut rot.
The number of young people suffering from severe gut complications, usually seen in older patients, is now up by 50%. Researchers from UCLA and Vanderbilt University conducted a comprehensive review of hospital admissions, interventions, and outcomes for nearly early onset diverticulitis and other types of gut disorders. For 15 years, and now it's saying this diverticulation, which basically is caused by glyphosate and lack of fiber in the diet, is an infection of small pouches called diverticuli in the wall of the colon. It typically causes abdominal pain, fever, changes in the bowel habits, such as constipation or diarrhea, and may require surgery and colostomies. The average age for developing diverticulitis was over 50, with studies showing that it means 52 to 64, but cases are shifting to younger and younger patients now. This is a big problem. And you need to increase your fiber. It's really, really important to do that. A lot of people don't eat fiber. They just eat junk food, gooey junk food, candy
gooey,
food.
Yeah, gooey. But
and it gets all plugged up. And that's, you know, we've got a 7-day cleansing program we have at the office. I don't know if we have any of those left or not.
We still carry the supplements.
Yeah, we don't carry the
boards anymore.
No. We can order them online.
You order. That's the problem. A lot of times you can get them so many places and they take up so much room. And a lot of people aren't using them. But even the supplements.
Well, they're colonic boards.
Well, even the intestinal cleanser. I mean, just using that with the GHI cleanse and doing that will help out.
Well, and that aloe vera product that we have.
Atrial,
that stuff works great.
Yeah.
And, you know, keeping your bowels moving. You got to keep your bowels moving every day. If you say, well, I have a bowel movement once a month, that means you've got 30 days of rotting, decaying food in your gut. Your breath is going to stink. You're going to have a lot of flatulence. You're going to start having a pouch on your belly. You're going to start getting fat. You're going to start getting body fat. And you're going to be unbelievably sick. Because that water from the colon is reabsorbed through the portal vein into the liver, and you're going to basically toxify yourself. Mm-hmm. You're going to have problems with acne, with bad breath. You're going to have problems with being sluggish and sick, and you're probably going to give yourself colorectal cancer, quite frankly. And so you've got to keep your bowels moving at least 2 to 3 times a day. Really, really, really important. And you've got to avoid glyphosate.
Well, that's one of the biggest ones now, and this is a good move that I'm glad this court did now. Major federal appeals court blocks the USDA loophole that was exempting ultra-processed foods containing GMO from labeling requirements. This is going to start going into effect next year. The court also ruled that QR codes alone can't adequately inform consumers that products contain GMOs in order the FDA to provide more accessible disclosure. So what happened was this was a change in the USDA requirements that essentially a lot of these products that had GMOs labeling on them, that they were only required now in the future to put a little QR code. When the little square QR code's on the back of the label, nothing on the primary label, nothing on the back, nothing on nutritional facts to discuss GMO or anything. You had to scan a QR code, then go through a long list of things to try to figure out. 99% of people aren't scanning a product to see what QR code to see what's in it as far as GMO.
I never do that.
Nobody's doing that. Nobody's do that. It says that published last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals and Ninth Circuit Court ruled the lower court erred by allowing GMO products labeled only with a QR code to remain on the market after a lower court acknowledged that relying solely on QR codes as labeling was unlawful. They said also federal court required the disclosure of any food containing modified genetic material. The USDA responsible created a loophole by declaring that genetically modified material that wasn't detectable didn't have to be disclosed. The Ninth Circuit judge said detection methods may not be 100% accurate. There is an obvious and important difference between whether a substance is actually present, whether or not a particular method is able to detect the substance in that presence. So this is good as far as for labeling. They said the USDA loophole was significant as GMO ultra-processed foods account for about 70% of all GMO food ingredients now. So, I mean, you're talking everything's getting contaminated with this stuff. And remember, if it's ultra-processed, it's got GMO in it at some point.
Well, it's got probably got glyphosate in it, too.
Not, I mean, there's organic products, completely certified organic products that still test positive for glyphosate.
Well, it's drift.
You exactly.
Know, when they're spraying the crops from an airplane, you know, and there's winds blowing, it blows everywhere. It
blows everywhere.
Yeah, it's all.
And you have drainage and water and everything else as far as rain runoff.
Oh, this one lady got on Daily Mail now, and she said that she was having explosive meltdowns, and she finally ended up with a divorce because she was addicted still to her childhood ADHD drug, and she had been on it after her childhood was basically over with for 15 years on Adderall.
There you go.
Adderall is like cocaine. People
very addictive.
I'm not suggesting you do this. I'm telling you not to do it. People grind it up and snort it, and they do the same thing with Ritalin.
Yeah,
it's one of Ritalin's one of the top 10 most slated for pharmaceutical theft drugs in the country. I mean, it's highly regulated. It's a Schedule II drug, guys. Schedule I's illegal. Okay, this is serious.
Well, Adderall is in the same category as morphine.
I know it's you
strong
know,
drug.
Oh, we got little Johnny. He's 5. Let's put him on some morphine. You say, what is wrong with you? I can put my 5-year-old morphine. You know how addictive it is? You know how addictive Adderall is? And the crazy part about it is that now it'll keep your weight down. It'll do that.
It kills your appetite.
But it's going to make you hyper as all get out, and you're going to get really, really addicted to it. You're going to blow out your dopamine receptors.
And here's the thing that happens, and I've seen this with a lot of young kids that they started on too, is that a lot of times, in most cases, especially young boys, boys don't have an amphetamine deficiency.
Nope.
Let's just be clear on that. Nobody goes, oh, man, we've done a blood test. Your 8-year-old son's deficient in amphetamines. You'd go, that doesn't make sense. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, Doc. That's exactly right. Most cases, the young boy, first off, young boys aren't meant to sit in a chair for 7 hours a day and told sit down, shut up, and don't say anything, don't do anything. That's not natural for boy development, young boy development at all, period. They're designed naturally, by God Almighty, to be hands-on. They're designed to play with things, look at things, get hands-on.
Their left brain.
Go dig a hole. Go climb a tree. Go build a fort.
Go catch a drunk.
Go catch a drunk. My point, there's a whole range of different things. Go fishing. And so this concept in the school system now that we're telling, you know, young boys, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, hey, you know, sit down in a chair, don't say anything, don't look at anything, look at the ground all day long, every day, do that. And then, oh, by the way, when you get home, you're going to sit on an iPad the rest of the night. You're going to play video games the rest of the night. Oh, and by the way, we're going to pump you for a Red 40 and high fructose corn syrup and GMO products. Oh, God forbid you actually don't act right. Well, we're going to put them on amphetamines now.
Well, remember what amphetamines do with a young child with a developing brain. It's the exact opposite of what it does to an adult. When an adult, you're on Adderall, you get all hyper. You're on cocaine. It doesn't do that with the little kid. Kids, it makes them calm down. But what it does, it affects brain development.
Massively.
Because you can't, you're dumbing the brain down is what you're doing because it has the reverse thing on it. I mean, if I took a Sudafed right now, I would get hyper.
Right.
You give a kid a Sudafed, they want to go take a nap.
Yeah.
It's just the exact opposite of what it's supposed to do. That's why coffee, you've heard me say this before, I'd rather have you put a kid on coffee than Adderall.
Oh, but we'll try purple sticks.
I'd do the purple stick first, but if you're going to go either or.
Oh, yeah, I'd try it first.
Because my mom did that to me. Give me coffee. I was like 6 years old. Yeah. Well, they didn't call me. It didn't make me hyper at all.
No.
And then I went to him. Finally, one day, I was like, I guess I was in third or fourth grade, and I was late for the bus, and I didn't get my morning coffee.
Oh, boy.
My 8-year-old.
Cranial headaches.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I was going to die in school. And I went over to the bar, and I got home. I've got a headache. And they go, what are you doing? And then I said, well, I don't know. They said, well, do you drink coffee? I said, well, I drink it every morning. They go, you're 8 years old. Why are you drinking coffee? Mom had me in the back drinking warm beer. It's horrible. Germany, they don't care.
No, they don't care.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, I couldn't stand warm beer. To this day, if you give me an aversion on that, I don't even like beer. It's horrible. By the way, number one supplement recommended by doctors is now linked to lower risk of Alzheimer's disease and improved mood. They're talking fish oil.
There you go.
Omega-3 oils. I'm telling you, I can't emphasize to you how important those things are for your brain development. And if you're pregnant, you got to have a lot of them in the last trimester of the baby. You'll suck it out of your own brain. And then you end up with postpartum depression. Very important. You get omega-3 oils in your diet every single day you take your supplements.
Well, you got to. And that's why I put the stat together. I had a real good friend up in Montana. I've known his dad forever. He's having a second kid now. His wife's pregnant again. He called me up yesterday. He's like, I need a significant supply of the prenatals, omega-3s, folate. He bought a whole bunch of stuff for me yesterday, and he said, I need it as soon as possible. She's pregnant. She's got to stay on this stuff. He goes, our first baby had all this stuff, and they're unbelievably smart. He goes, I don't even know what to do with them. They're running around, flipping light switches on, taking things out, stacking things up. They're like 2 years old. I said, well, that's what happens. I get this report all the time now from everybody that I talk to that I put them on the
kids,
stack.
Kids are different. They're normal.
They all of a sudden, they're like, I don't know what to do with them. Got to have this little agenda. They're going around doing all this stuff, and they don't get sick. He said, my son doesn't get sick at all. I said, well, when you give a baby all those nutrients in utero, and then guess what? When they come out, you don't inject them full of aluminum right out the gate.
Oh, my God.
Crazy concept. You don't put hypodermic needle in a baby right when it's born and inject it full of toxins, and it's healthy after that when you don't do it? Oh, my gosh. Who would have thought that? What a crazy concept.
What a new concept. I remember when Harris was like 18 months old.
Same thing.
He'd watch me turn on a light. He'd just look at the light.
Yeah.
And finally, he pushes a chair over to the light. He was too little to get into the chair.
Yeah.
So he stacks a bunch of pillows in front of the chair. 18 months now. And then he climbs up in the chair and starts flipping lights on, figuring what. And from that point on, I could tell him to go turn that light on.
Yeah. Now, Stetson did the same thing. He's got a stool now that collapses. It goes, slides beside the refrigerator. He runs in there, pulls the stool out, opens it up, and starts putting around different parts of the house. Light switch. I walk in the kitchen there, lights on, off, on. I'm like, what is going on with the lights in here? I come around the corner, he's, jumps off and runs off. Dude, stop flipping all lights on, bro. But I mean, when you start seeing all these issues and these health issues, they're not normal, guys. Don't allow them to be normal. Don't normalize them. Don't let the pharmaceutical industrial complex normalize bad health in you or your children and say, it's just a normal thing that your child's adenoids are swollen and his tonsils need to be removed and we need to put tubes in his ears at 18 months old. This is just normal. It's not normal. Stop believing it's normal and stop allowing other people to believe it's normal. Everybody's got a choice they can make, but make sure people are getting the real information they need and the truth. And that's why we bring this up on our show. I mean, I brought this article up multiple times now. I put this on screen for. This is the issue we're watching. Clearly, we have a problem that's escalating in the United States. One out of 1995, autism was 1 in 1,000. 1 in 1,000. Now it's 1 in 31, and that's actually a low number from CDC. They're saying boys are 1 in 12.5. These are not normal numbers to escalate like this in the United States. We are the most successful country in the entire world. Graham, we've got a lot of debt now. And we're, I mean, we have the biggest healthcare system in the entire world, and we're getting sicker and sicker and sicker. At what point do you take a step back and say, maybe we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. It's getting the same results. Why don't we take a step back, reevaluate it, and redirect what we're doing here? I mean, isn't that the definition of insanity, what Einstein used to say? Doing the same thing over and over and over and getting same results and expecting something different, insanity? We going insane in the United States? It's starting to appear like it. It's my opinion. How long do we keep doing the same thing? So, again, my take on it. Want to give everybody a heads up again. I'll get sidetracked on that. But I talked about it on Hagman's show last night, especially with what's happened now with a lot of people that are constantly stressed out with anxiety. And a lot of it has to do with the input of the news and social media. And all the time now, there's all this negative energy. And it's like, well, nobody can control half this stuff. So what can you do? You can control your mind. Your mind is the most important thing you have in most cases, pretty much all cases. And it's the one thing that you can't control. You can control these certain things. You can control your action. You can control your response. You control what you do. You control what you think about. You control what you focus on. Because what you focus on, you will become. So if you're trying to focus on positive input, your focus on your family or your kids or different positive things, it's going to help progress you further, and you're going to have better goals, better direction. Because right now, the mainstream media's overall design, they're designed to keep people confused. Confused population turns into an angry population. an angry population turns into just an unbelievably inefficient population because everybody's just running around mad for no reason. Nobody can figure out why they're mad. They're just mad all the time for no reason whatsoever. And that's what you're starting to see now. And the more anger, more confusion, it makes it easier for a population to control. Because then you can come in and say, oh, now be scared. We have the boogeyman. We have ISIS. We have Al-Qaeda. We have COVID-19. Pick it. Pick which boogeyman they constantly have every couple of years. Now it's the new thing to be scared of. And every time this happens, they always roll in more control, more aspects of basically involvement in surveillance. I mean, look at what they're trying to do. That's why I told everybody, keep your camera covered up on your selfie camera on your phone. The social media platforms are recording every single facial expression you make when you scroll through them. That is the easiest way for them to build 50,000, 100,000, 200,000 data points on you and then continue to monitor. Remember, it's not just about monitoring. It's about behavioral modification. I talked about it in detail last night on Hagman Show if you want to go look at it. It's them having the ability to put certain things on your feeds, on your social media, to change your behavior and change your thought process without you even realizing it's happening. That's why they do all these recording and all this monitoring of social media. That's why the selfie camera on the phone is one of the most effective tools social media has in maintaining and controlling your aspect of your mind, because they realize, what does his pupils dilate on? What is his eyebrow movement? Does he smile? Is he mad? Is he angry? Is he aroused? All these different emotional aspects, they tie them into each photo, each feed that appears on their social media. This is really important, guys. And then what they do is they do behavioral modification. They run them through an AI algorithm, and they want to change your mood. They want to change your output. They want to change your thought process. They start feeding you different things. Why do you think they're putting over 500 AI data centers across the country? Just use a cheat sheet. It's not to give you faster internet. It's not to give you better writing time with ChatGPT. It's designed to make sure they can control the mindset of the population. It's beyond surveillance. It's about manipulation of the mind, and it's about change behavioral modification. That's what it comes down to.
You know, that one movie, Don't Look Up.
Yes.
Remember that? They were talking to him about, he was talking, they had this crazy concept about having this, these things go blow up this asteroid coming towards the planet.
Yeah.
So they could make money from the asteroid that's about to destroy the planet. And I remember he said to him, he goes, well, he said, you know, he says, you don't understand. Hand me those purple sticks. He says, you're just a businessman. He goes, businessman? Are you kidding me? I have like, what was that?
You got 50,000 data points.
We have 50,000.
Oh, he goes, I already pulled your file.
Yeah.
I know when you're going to die.
Yeah. He says, you're going to die alone.
Yeah.
Remember all that?
Uh-huh.
And because he had basically gone in and had taken, you know, his data points from all of his pupil dilations, and they knew exactly what to do. They knew exactly what situations to put him in and what not to put him in. And when they could no longer control him, they put a bag over his head.
Yeah.
And hauled him off somewhere.
You remember, then you notice that that's why he changed his direction. Remember the win and win, whatever I don't want to put out there, they're all at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. He didn't die alone. That was the point, is he said, I'm not going to follow your algorithm. I'm not going to follow what you're going to do. And so that's the biggest thing, is don't subject yourself to it. Make changes. Respect, force respect to your privacy. Make sure you have the ability to control that and keep your camera covered up as well if you're on social media platforms, and focus on the positive things.
And when you do search stuff on Safari, use the private.
Yeah, there's private. There's updated ones with DuckDuckGo, and there's a couple other ones.
They're the private stuff. You have nobody sees it.
Yeah, you know, do a little bit of, you know, reasoning to understand. Do I really want to have this done as far as recorded all the time? Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, I mean, think about it. Well, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't hide anything. I don't have to hide anything. I don't do anything wrong.
It's way beyond that.
No, we're not talking about you doing something wrong.
No, or illicit or illegal. That's a whole other topic.
No. Well, what I'm talking about is they use the data they collect on you to program you.
Behavioral modification.
They're putting you on a risk-reward, risk-benefit, risk-punishment paradigm, behavioral paradigm, in which they're training you like a dog, like
exactly
a lab rat, to do what they want you to do. That's the problem with all this. Well, I don't care what they do. If it starts affecting you and your family and your children and the country as a whole, and we turn into little robots, remember, every thought of every man was evil all of the time, Genesis 6. They've already done this once. God had to flood the planet to stop it.
You know, I've always been intrigued with that, because even you read different translations of that, and you go back, it's always the same thing. it's very, very clear on it. It's not, it, that wasn't accidentally used as far as that absolute. There's very few, there's not a lot of absolutes in the Bible except when it talks about Jesus and God. It's absolute when it says every man, both young and old, descended on Lot's house. Mm-hmm. Same translation. It's always every. That's an absolute.
And what they do with the homosexual boys and girls, as we're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah now, is they give them reasons to believe that it's okay if you're a Christian to be gay. And some of the gay guys go to their wives and they find out they're having affairs with other gay guys and they're married.
Yeah.
You think, that doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wake up. Okay, it happens all the time. And the gay guy goes, well, I'm not committing adultery around you. I'm with another guy. And the guys come in and they twist scripture to make it okay. It's not. Here's the exclamation point. Sodom and Gomorrah. They're dead. It's gone. God doesn't like it. And you can pretend like he likes it. You can pretend like he allows it. But he doesn't want you to do that. And the Bible says if you love God, if you love Jesus, you'll do what pleases him. And we all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all do. I mean, everybody wants to judge somebody else because their sin is different than our own sin. But there's something that God really points out. I mean, think about it for a second. If it was all Adam and Steve, there wouldn't have been an Adam and Eve, and there wouldn't have been any reproduction on the planet. It's not normal. It's not okay. And we've just got to realize that. But that movie, Don't Look Up, that was a interesting
movie. It's about behavioral modification. The whole entire film goes into details. It's got so many nuances in it because it's kind of a comedy film spoof. But a lot of the stuff behind it, it's got a lot of indirect stuff on there that you pick up on later on.
Well, and the thing about it, who was the lady who was playing that really well-known actress, Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
She did a phenomenal job. She probably should have gotten another Academy Award for that movie. So should have Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, she was the current president of the United States.
But they had her completely behavioral modified.
Yeah.
She ran out and asked this guy over and over again, what do we do? What do we do?
Yeah.
Because he was controlling it through campaign funds.
Yep.
And he was a pervert. He was a pedophile.
He's a pedophile, yeah.
On top of it, they're showing you what they do behind the scenes in that movie, and they're showing how it's more important to make money than it is to not destroy the planet.
That's what I said. Do you want yourself to have behavioral modification done by those kind of people? Or do you want to focus on the positive things?
And that's why that's why you listen to the Ted and Austin Marrower show, because we try to bring you the latest world news and health research, with our own positive Christian viewpoint bias on it, that's the truth is what's going on, rather than trying to make you believe that they're lying to you, but the lies are the truth. This is gaslighting to the nth degree.
It is.
When you gaslight, you go, I'm not doing it that way.
Yeah.
And you go, I'm watching you do it. No, you're not.
You're not seeing it properly. You don't know what you're looking at.
To me, gaslighting is worse than lying.
Yeah.
Because now they're questioning your sanity.
No, and then long enough, you start questioning your own sanity.
No.
Am I really watching this?
I remember Captain Jean-Luc Picard from the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
He got captured by the Romulans.
Here we go. I'm trying to Trekkie.
Okay, now, Trekkie, if you're not a Trekkie, just give me 10 seconds, and we can do something else. And they're torturing him. And they're going, how many fingers do you see? 5. No, you see 3.
Yeah.
And they kept torturing him. Finally, at the end, he goes, they said, how many fingers do you see? And he said, 5. And then they rescue him. And finally, he looks at the people who rescue him. He says, I was going to say 3.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see 3.
Yeah. You start seeing 3.
Because you get tortured long enough. This is behavior modification. And we learned how to do this with MK Ultra back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And don't tell me it didn't happen because it was real. It was before the Congress.
Documented.
And they did it with Timothy O'Leary. They did it on a college campus. They were giving everybody LSD. They were saying, how much can we get them messed up? Let's see what we can do. Let's see how much we can change the behavior of the entire country by messing with the college kids. And that way we can destroy the nuclear family. And guess what? They did. Because the same boys that breathe free air, like the free air, they're the same boys that run all of these programs because they're the ones that don't like Christians. Oh, I can't believe I just said that, but I did. They hate Christians, and they don't like Jesus. You start talking about Jesus, they go epileptic. They get so angry. I remember one time I was talking to this woman who was a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
And I started talking about Jesus. And she goes, Jesus? And she starts, because they don't believe he's the Son of God. And she got all bent out of shape with me. And I said, no, man, that's not cool. He is the Son of God. I mean, he was raised from the dead. I mean, name me somebody else who got that done, right? And then and he changed all of historical history. because of what he did.
Entire timelines, basically.
Timelines changed. And then I remember that I was one time I had these Mormons come in. Don't get me wrong. If you're a Mormon, just listen to me for a second. And they wanted to proselytize me to become a Mormon. I guess they wanted me to start tithing to the Mormon church. I don't know what they wanted. But they have so much money, it's unbelievable. And I remember they came in and the guy goes, well, I'm going to bring my boss back, my deacon or my elder or whatever he was. So they bring this older guy back.
Yeah.
And so he's sitting at my desk in my office.
I remember this.
Remember this?
Yeah.
And so they're sitting there.
They're cool people, though.
No, they were really nice.
A lot of business stuff. I mean,
they make some good products and everything else. And what's so funny is that he sits in there and he goes, so he starts talking to me. They start proselytizing me. And the young boy's learning.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. I'm listening to him. And finally, I looked at the old dude. I said, what are you going to tell him? And he goes, what do you mean? What are you telling him? Do you believe that Jesus is Lucifer's brother?
Oh, yeah.
you hear the pin drop. And the young guy goes, we don't believe that. Oh. I said, what are you going to tell him? I said, Jesus created the heavens and the earth. When are you going to tell him he ain't Lucifer's brother? We've got to go.
Yeah, I remember that.
Up and they ran, ran him out. And I thought to myself, okay, that's the problem with all these different religions that claim to be Christians. I got a news flash for you. Lucifer was an angel.
Correct.
He came against the Most High God. They're not brothers. Okay? And this crazy part about all of this stuff is Lucifer's not even omnipresent. But I could get into the whole
entire. Well, if you want to hear that, you guys tie into this. If you want to hear that, you could go up to this series at the top here called Angel Wars.
Oh, you'll hear it all.
You
there.
Really want to go into because this whole rabbit hole you go down with this whole show.
No, I got
a bunch of health articles I still want to cover.
Me too, I had another lady call me the day I sent it to her, and she goes, that thing's really intense.
Oh, yeah.
See, I had to listen to it for an hour. I had to turn it off. There was so much information.
Yeah.
I want to start getting my Bible.
That's why it's done in segments, guys. There's a reason why it's done in parts. Because quite frankly, you can't really digest it in one section.
But I love taking it on a highway with a 3.5 hour run. And
yeah.
I, the other day.
But you've gone through it, though. So it's this isn't new to you.
No.
If you don't know any of this information,
mind-boggling.
You can't digest this in one thing. That's why I put it in eight parts.
I left Valdosta the other day.
Yeah.
Right? We come back from the ranch, and I flip it on.
Yeah.
Man, I got home, and I hadn't finished listening to it yet. And it felt like the trip had gone by in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It was great. Because that's that stretch of I-75 that's awesome.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
I'm just impressed you didn't get in on that. There wasn't an accident to shut the interstate down.
Me too.
That section, like always, for some odd reason, that section, nobody can figure out how to drive.
But the traffic is so down right now. It's great.
I know it is.
It feels like it was back during the pandemic again. Oh, by the way, dark truth about sleep aids like NyQuil.
Uh-oh.
Doctors are sounding alarm over the dreadful side effects of sedatives that are as addictive as cocaine.
Ooh.
This is a big deal. If you want to sleep at night, you get the sleep like a baby protocol. Kid. You take the total rest, you take the magnesium brain food, and you pop a melatonin about 30 minutes before you go to sleep and let it dissolve under your tongue, and you'll sleep like a baby.
And I'm giving you guys a heads up on this, especially. This is a very strong protocol. It's a very strong protocol. I just had Dexter call me up this morning.
You will sleep.
I talked to him this morning. Well, his girlfriend's having sleep problems. Well, he runs this stack every single night. He's a lineman. So he runs like big total rest. He runs basically magnesium brain food. He runs some of those run a couple of melatonin. So he works a lot. Well, he put his girlfriend's like 120 pounds on the protocol last night.
He did not.
She conked out. He called me this morning. He goes, man, she didn't want to get out of bed this morning. I left. I was like, well, how much did you give her? Well, I gave her a scoop of this and a scoop of that and a full melatonin. I said, Dexter. I said, she's 120 pounds. She's never taken this. Where's a strong formula? I said, I told her, I start with a half everything. Take a half a scoop of total rest. Take a half a scoop of brain food. Take a half a melatonin. See what he does with that. Because this product really relaxes you. It's not there's no sedatives in this. There's all natural supplements like GABA, magnesium, melatonin. These are all natural supplements your body needs. That's the beauty of it. You're not putting a bunch of chemicals like NyQuil that's addictive. These formulas are not addictive whatsoever. They really work, and they give your body the raw nutrients it needs to produce more natural melatonin and get your body in a good state. But just be aware, it's a strong formula, and it works great, especially the melatonin. I get more comments on that melatonin. I've had people that have tried 5, 6, 7 brands, and they come in, they said, dude, I've taken 10, 20 milligrams of melatonin that I've gotten from GNC. Doesn't work. I take one of your tablets at 3 milligrams, and I'm like, sleep until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. I said, because it's basically it's a bioactive melatonin. Your body sees it as real melatonin. I said, majority of the melatonins you see at the store, like Walmart and all these other shops, they're all synthetic melatonins from China. please understand the supplement industry is infested with Chinese products, and they're trash. They don't work.
You know, it's interesting. I have this friend of mine, and she still does. She's been on 300 magazine covers.
Okay.
She's a Maxim magazine cover model. Gorgeous woman. Really, really nice. She's from overseas. I think she's from Czechoslovakia, Czech. And what's interesting about her, I gave her some of the melatonin.
Yeah.
And she goes, what in the world is in that product?
Yeah.
And she goes, I traveled to have these timelines and these jet lines and all
that. Oh, jet lag.
She goes, your 3 milligrams acts like 20 milligrams.
No, that's for the same thing.
And she goes, that's unbelievable what it does. And she goes, can I get some more of that from you? I said, sure. And the crazy part about it is that, you know, people don't realize until they try it what it does. Mm-hmm. You know, I've tried melatonin, it doesn't work. Well, yeah. Yeah, because it's garbage.
Yep.
Use the real stuff. What I do, I bite it once so it breaks it up. Then I let it dissolve under my tongue. It takes just a couple of minutes. Man, an hour later, you better be fine in a bed because you're going to go to sleep.
And I'll give you guys a tip on this because I've gotten this from multiple people that I've helped work with as well. The total rest, if you're really trying to reach a point where you're trying to stay away from alcohol, the total rest is an incredible product with the GABA because it feeds the same receptors that alcohol does as well. I found this out from multiple customers. They were using it before bed, and they were actually also using it in the morning with a purple stick, and they're getting great results from it with reducing pretty much almost all alcohol cravings. That's what I've heard from customers.
Yeah, no, I had one of my customers yesterday, Randy, good friend.
Yeah.
He contacted me yesterday. I talked to him. I called him back, and he's been using the GHI cleanse. He's 30 days sober.
Good.
I was so proud. He goes, I don't know what it is about that GHI. I don't have any cravings anymore.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, it detoxes your body. It feeds your cells. It gives you energy.
Stabilizes
your blood sugar. Because a lot of times, and I didn't realize this till we started doing the research on it, a lot of times you'll find that a lot of times that people are having issues with alcoholism, it's also tied into hypoglycemia.
Yep, it is. Because what happens is their blood sugar goes real down, real low, and the alcohol pulls the sugar up.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, and that's one of the reasons that you get a lot of people who get drunk, who become mean. Drunk.
Extremely angry. His blood sugar drops. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they're drinking. They don't realize the blood sugar's dropping. And so what happens is they start becoming really, really up and down as far as with their mood. So be sure to check that out on the site. And also, too, you guys remember I told you yesterday, it's up there as well as the kit we put together. So I had a couple of people ask me back on that.
Yeah.
The skin kit on there, the skin repair kit, that's the collagen and the vitamin C powder. People are asking about that. It's on, and I don't think it's on the protocol kit. You got to type in skin. I'm going to fix that today because normally we have other stuff on the protocol kit here at the top. I don't have it up there, so I'm letting you guys know I'm going to fix that.
Boy, Michael Barrett's done a great job on our graphics.
Oh, I know. But the skin kit, I want to get it under this listing on here so everybody can find it because I got a bunch of kits on here. You guys can find everything under the sun as far as we put kits together. But the skin kit, I'll have it up on the protocol list today for you guys.
Oh, by the way, the doctors are now warning that Trump's price-cutting deal on Ozempic and Wegovy could backfire. Because we have millions of people taking these diabetes drugs to lose weight.
Yeah.
Because what do? We just talked about it. They lower insulin.
Yep.
When you lower the insulin, you're not storing the extra sugar as body fat.
Well, it
helps to treat syndrome X.
Yes, it does.
The problem is, it's not long term. It's toxic to the body.
It's toxic to the body.
It should change your diet. In fact, here's what it says. The manufacturer agreed to a deal that will cut the price of this blockbuster weight loss drug for millions. It's not a weight loss drug. It's a diabetes drug.
That's exactly right.
But doctors are skeptical whether the increased affordability is actually a good thing for Americans. There you go. The Denmark-based firm said Wednesday that it has agreed to lower the cost of these products, you know, with Trump. And then they're saying that some could be as low as $149 per month. It's like $1,000 a month right now. Currently, Ozempic is listed by manufacturer at $1,000 per month, while Wegovy can be around $1,800 a month. Why don't you just cut back on your stinking junk food? $1,800 a month?
That's insane. You know how much organic beef you can buy?
Oh, my gosh.
That's why when I talk about the fit food on here, that's why I said this article ties back into what he's saying here as far as being able to lose weight and blood sugar.
He said it's because it helps with obesity because obesity is one of the biggest problems in America. But he says, but it's bad because the weight loss is not permanent, he added, referencing rebounds patients often have if they stop taking the medicine. Recent figures suggest up to 3 out of 4, 75% stop gain all the weight back within the first year. And it goes on in this. See, let me say this to you. This is really important. Maintaining your weight's not about being on a diet.
No, it's not.
It's a lifestyle choice. There's just certain foods you just don't eat. When you eat certain types of foods, you elevate blood sugar. Your body dumps in insulin to reduce, take the sugar back down and stores this fat.
You just don't eat those foods.
And if you do occasionally eat them on a rare occasion,
make sure they're organic.
Run the berberine and the cinnamon extract. That right there will massively stabilize blood sugar. There's a reason why, guys, Ozempic is in the middle of a $2+ billion lawsuit right now. $2 billion. It is getting bigger.
Stomach paralysis, intestinal blockages, consistent and persistent vomiting and dehydration.
Gallbladder. And there's multiple people now.
Vision loss.
Multiple people now.
Pancreatitis, which is serious.
Yeah. And then they have the one, basically, so it's part of pancreas starts dying.
Oh, yeah. Then pancreatic necrosis.
Necrosis. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying now, I've talked to multiple people who have had their gallbladder removed.
Oh, yeah.
Four people now.
Gallbladder inflammation and gallstones.
And so, and this lawsuit's escalating rapidly, by the way. They're adding on a ton of people to this.
But again, look at how many hundreds of billions of dollars they're going to make using this weight loss drug. And then they'll have billions of dollars in basically fines and basically lawsuits. And they're going to have a big net increase. The question is simply this. Do you really think you can take injections every single day or however long you have to take these injections for the rest of your life because you don't want to change your diet? One of the main reasons that this program actually works is that people change their diets when they start taking it.
Well, what happens is it makes you feel full, too. You don't get as hungry and you feel fuller longer.
Paralyzes. Stomach.
You can't eat.
It's horrible.
So, yeah, you don't want to eat anything. You eat a meal and all of a sudden you're full for like 5, 6, 7 hours. And that's why. So it's all about portion control. The thing is, you can actually eat every 2 hours, hour and a half, 2, 3 hours. I do it all the time. I eat all day. I do small amounts of meals, small amounts of meals, small meals, small meals, small meals. You do that small meals all day, it keeps your metabolism ramped to the roof. It allows your body to process those small meals.
And you don't
very
store
easily.
It as fat.
You don't store it as body fat, and it puts way less stress in your digestive system. When you go and you don't eat all day, people go, well, I'm intermittent fasting. I skip breakfast and I skip lunch. I eat dinner. What do you eat at dinner? Well, you know, I had a ribeye steak with pork loins and mashed potatoes and a tub of ice cream, you know, because I didn't eat all day. That's the absolute worst way to take a diet is don't eat all day and then ingest 3,000 calories.
You know, I have a friend of mine. She ended up being 170 pounds. She's like 5'2".
Yeah.
And she was mad. Blamed it on her husband. Said her husband was overweight. Now she was overweight. Wanted to blame shift.
Most everybody's the same.
And
food.
Then she goes to the doctor. She goes, I want to have, you know, gastric bypass surgery done. I want to have a gastric sleeve put in. And the doctor goes, you're not big enough. You only weigh 170 pounds. The only way you can qualify for this for the insurance coverage, you got to gain 50 more pounds. And guess what? She gained 50 more pounds. And then she got the surgery done and she lost 50 pounds back down to 170. And the doctor said, well, that's about right. And she goes, but that's where I started from. Well, then she had to go to the gym and work out, and come back. And she kept eating junk food. But she didn't eat very much junk food because they took out 3/4 of her stomach. And suddenly now she says, I don't know what to do. And all of a sudden she started losing hair. Hair started falling out. Not eating protein. Still eating junk food. And finally, you know, I met her and I told her, I said, your problem is you got to start taking collagen. You got to do powder. And she started taking the powder multiple. And within minutes, she said she felt different.
Oh, the multiple changed everything.
She said she was in a complete and total mental fog constantly. Well, she got the weight back down. She got the weight down to about, you know, 110. But the problem was, what did it cost her from a health standpoint? I mean, it's sad to me because, you know, people do this all the time. So wouldn't it have been better when she was 170 pounds just to change her diet? Instead of gaining the 50 more of the pounds like she's doing now, but somehow Austin, that concept seems a little
bit. And the thing I try to encourage a lot of people is, you know, even if a lot of these things have occurred, the biggest thing is trying to make a change once you figure it out.
No, she did.
That's the thing.
And she did, and she started feeling great.
Yeah.
And she said, I feel like I'm back. Finally, yeah. I'm back. But the lack of nutrients. See, here's what happens. It's called nutrient density.
Yep.
If you're eating junk food, it makes you get fat.
And there's no nutrients to it at all.
I'm letting you know that. There's a very high probability you have a nutrient deficiency of a whole bunch of amino acids and vitamins and everything else.
Minerals.
Omega-3. Oh, yeah.
Everything.
And so now, because let me ask you a question. If your body requires all these amino acids and all these proteins and all of these, you know, vitamins and minerals, and the food that you are eating doesn't have it in them, how are you supposed to get it?
Yeah.
I'm just being blunt here. I mean, so what do you – you've got to take a supplement. Then you say, well, I'm going to go to Walmart.
I get 10 free.
Yeah. And you take them and you go, it doesn't do anything. Well, of course it doesn't do anything. They're shellac coated. And you say, well, this is awful. And then also you take a real product like our powder multiple, which I just took, and you go, wow, I felt that like in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we made a mess out of that can.
I need to clean that lid.
And you can tell we use it all the time.
And what we get, your hands get wet.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I remember being at Publix years ago. And this guy was in front of me. He was in front of me. I was checking out. I asked him, like, organic chicken. And he has all these supplements, all these vitamins. And it was this big special, and he had another coupon. It was like buy one, get three free, buy one, get five free. And I'm not talking, he probably had 15, 20 bottles total.
He was trying.
He was trying, but no, he was trying it. And he got done, and it was like $28 for all these supplements. And I asked him, I said, I'm trying to get some supplements there. And I said, looks like you're trying. I said, do they work? He's like, I don't know. He's like, I take all of them, I don't feel any different at all. I said, well, you know, if you want anything different, I end up telling him, I said, go call us up at Health Masters. This is years ago. I said, call us up. I said, I have some really high quality stuff. It's not cheap like that, though. He's like, well, I just want something that works. I said, I got you on that one, brother. I said, let me know. Here's my card. I gave my card. I think he ended up getting some stuff from us later on, but he was trying. The problem is he didn't understand these tablets that are coated with shellac that come out of China, when you can go buy one, get five free.
You take, put it in a glass of water
there you
for
go.
About 2 or 3 weeks. It'll still be there. It won't even dissolve. Well, you think, well, that's awful. And then you can talk to these guys that service these porta-potties.
Yeah.
And they say in the bottom, there's a screen, and the screen's full of these shellac vitamins. They never even dissolve.
I'll tell you a story. The B-complex, this is just the other day. So a lot of times I'll put my supplements in a cup, a small cup, usually the kids' cups, right? I'll throw a handful of them in there. I'll pull them what I need. I'll throw them in there. Well, I didn't realize Hunter Kendall, he'd use it to get water a few minutes earlier. So the bottom of the cup had water in it. So I throw my supplements in there. I pull them out of my hand. I take some of them. I'm like, man, these taste funny. Well, I look at the bottom of the thing. Two of my B-complex on the bottom. There's a little bit of water. They had already broken down, dissolved. They were in a powdered goo at the bottom of the cup. Yeah. It's plant cellulose capsule. I mean, I'm talking within like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It already broke down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. This just, everything was covered in B-complex powder at the bottom. And I'm like, that's why the multiple powder, we work so hard to get this thing tasting good without any artificial flavors or sweeteners. It's B-complex are bitter. When they're methylated, they're bitter. But that's how fast the B-complex and all the other capsules broke down with the plant cellulose. I mean, it was in minutes. A little water at the bottom of the cup. So that shows you right there how quickly they dissolve in your stomach and why I recommend always try to take your supplements on with food, on a stomach with food. If there's only a few products you don't really need to do that with, but those are the most important ones because that way they digest with the food, they break down more efficiently, they go transfer as far as in the body easier, they don't put any stress on your system, and also you have a better uptake of them as you're taking it with food. So that's my take on that. So make sure if you're putting supplements in the cup, don't want any water in the bottom of the cup. It makes a mess.
Well, anytime you get plant cellulose, which is the highest quality supplement we can make, we basically
starts breaking down
immediately. If you start to realize just how effective it is as far as getting it absorbed, you realize how why the products work, and then you go step one notch more. You go to the powder.
Yeah.
Now you don't even have cellulose capsules.
No, it's just all.
And you don't have to run any flow agents in it. You don't have to do anything.
No.
And you know the same thing with the purple sticks. That's why these things are so effective. I mean, I took that one about 30 minutes ago. I'm getting all hyper.
I had one of the shake earlier.
Yeah, and so it's just one of those things that if you eat the right foods, you don't need supplements, but you're going to have to eat organic, and the soil has to have the nutrients in it. Just because you have organic food doesn't mean that the organic food's got the nutrients you need, because if it's not in the soil and the crops haven't been rotated and having proper fertilizer has been used, you still don't get it.
The problem is nobody. I don't know any. I've talked to numerous agriculture guys and farmers. Nobody has crop rotation anymore.
Nope. Like
they're supposed to. It can't. It's not cost effective.
Nope. You can't let it stay sit there for a whole year.
You can't run. Well, they run the same stuff. Same. Replant.
And you put 5 or 6 nutrients back in, but you end up basically realizing you're pulling 40 or 50 nutrients out. And as the earth waxes wane, and it gets less and less nutrients for us, which is the Bible says, then people get sicker and sicker and sicker. And you take more and more pharmaceuticals,
yep,
more and more drugs, more and more stimulants, more and more everything to try to feel normal again. You go, I remember I used to feel really good when I was 10. You were 10, dude. You're supposed to be hyper. Well, they start drugging me down with Adderall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I started drinking alcohol when I was 15 or 16 with my buddies. And then I got on cigarettes. And now I'm 35 years old, and I feel awful. But I felt great when I was 10. And you go, dude.
Well, the issue, too, tying back into that, one thing that nobody wants to address, and for some odd reason physicians don't address this either, is extreme adrenal fatigue with Adderall usage. Adderall is an amphetamine. It massively stimulates adrenaline, epinephrine production in the body. When you sit there and you run this stuff for years and years and years on end, especially as an adult, you massively fatigue your adrenals. So what happens is you don't even have any energy if you're not taking the Adderall. And then you have to start taking Adderall just to feel normal. Same thing happens when you start taking enormous doses of coffee. energy drinks. Happens to everybody, and you start tapping the adrenals. That's why it's really important if you're trying to come off stimulants, run the adrenal support, run the ultimate multiple, give your body the raw nutrients it needs, and give your body a break. Lay off the stimulants for a bit and let your body actually reach homeostasis and not get hammered with adrenaline. Remember, adrenaline in high doses like that massively increases cortisol levels. Cortisol levels are stress hormone. Stress, cortisol massively wears you down and ages you really, really quickly. So just be aware of that. And that's why we do what we do in the sun.
Well, no, the cortisol, and that's what coffee does. It elevates cortisol through the roof. If I take coffee after about 3 days, I feel
horrible. Same thing with Adderall. That's why people that run Adderall, they start getting very agitated, very irritable. So our cortisol stays in the roof.
We're out of time. Hey, guys, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life.
Yes.
We love you. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your supplements from us. Thanks for putting up with our annex. You guys are amazing. And I love you guys. I really, really do. And I'm just so appreciative of what God has done in our lives with you guys being in it with us. And thank you for being here and supporting us. And continue to remember that Jesus is the answer for everything, and He is the reason for the upcoming season. I love you guys also.
Thank y'all. Enjoy the show last night with Hagman. It's up. I think he's got it posted. Y'all have a strong, awesome, wonderful evening. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow, as always, my friends.